I recently learned a new vocabulary word that our teenagers have probably known for a very long time. That word is ghosting. Ghosting. Have you heard that term before? The definition of ghosting reads, the practice of ending a personal relationship with someone by suddenly and without explanation withdrawing from all communication. In Fort Smith, we call that switching parishes. Some parishioners have become ghosts to me. I never hear from them again. Have you ever abruptly cut off all ties with someone? Ghosting means that you've disappeared off their radar like a ghost and vanished from their lives. Now, ghosting does not occur accidentally or gradually, like how you lose contact with a high school or a college friend over the course of the years. Rather, ghosting is immediate and intentional. But have you ever thought that you could ghost yourself? What I mean is, have you ever felt like a stranger to yourself? Uncomfortable in your own skin? Have people ever raised an eyebrow at you and said, he's not acting himself lately? We might have lost communication with our better selves. This was precisely the problem that Ishmael faced in Herman Melville's classic novel called Moby Dick. Ishmael joins a whaling expedition, not only to catch Leviathan, the notorious whale called Moby Dick, but really to catch himself. At the beginning of the tale, Ishmael ponders the meaning of water. He asks, why is almost every robust, healthy boy with a robust, healthy soul in him at some time or other crazy to go to sea? Why did the old Persians hold the sea holy? He goes on. And still deeper, the meaning of that story of Narcissus, who, because he could not grasp the tormenting, mild image he saw in the fountain, he plunged into it and was drowned. But that same image we ourselves see in all rivers and oceans, he means the image of our own face. It is the image of the ungraspable phantom of life. And this is the key to it all. You might recall the Greek myth of Narcissus, from which we get the term narcissism, where a handsome young man sees his reflection in a pool of water and he falls in love with himself. But when he tries to touch that image of his face, he falls into the pool and drowns. Ishmael set sail because he was willing to take the chance of falling into the ocean and drowning in order to touch his true self. Ishmael was tired of ghosting himself. In the gospel, the apostles are wondering if Jesus has ghosted them. With his death on the cross, had our Lord abruptly and intentionally cut off all communication with his closest friends? As if to answer that exact question, Jesus says to them, touch me and see. Because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have. In other words, I'm not ghosting you guys anymore. In fact, I want to establish an even closer contact with you than when I was alive. But in reuniting with Jesus, and this is the more important part, they also discover their true selves. Jesus reveals to them their deepest identity. He declares, you are witnesses of these things. That is, you are apostles and the bishops of my church. Only when Jesus was no longer a ghost to the apostles were they no longer ghosts to themselves. My friends, I would suggest to you that Ishmael and the apostles are not the only ones who have embarked on a journey of self-discovery. So have we all. In a sense, you could say we are all chasing ghosts, especially our own ghosts, because we're not quite in full possession of ourselves, our true selves. As Matthew Kelly might say, we're searching for the best version of ourselves. I'm convinced that we will not find ourselves by looking in the mirror like Narcissus, but by looking for Jesus. Lately, we've witnessed some very dramatic examples of people who have touched Jesus and thereby found their true selves. In a sense, Jesus was no longer a ghost to them. He became real to them. On Easter, 17 adults became Catholic here at IC and touched Jesus in the sacraments of baptism, communion, and confirmation. On Friday and Saturday, just yesterday and the day before, over 100 teenagers received confirmation and touched Jesus, and Jesus touched them. On May 26th and on June 2nd, 8 men will be ordained as priests for the Diocese of Little Rock. And one of them, Father Stephen Elser, will come here as our new associate pastor. They will touch Jesus in the sacrament of holy orders and thereby touch their better selves. He will say to those newly ordained priests the same thing he said to those first apostles: you are witnesses of these things. The heart of all healthy spirituality can be summed up in this statement. When Jesus is no longer a ghost to us, we cease being ghosts to ourselves. When Jesus becomes more real to us, we become more real to ourselves. In 1979, the classic rock group Little River Band released one of their biggest hits called Cool Change. It could have been the theme song for Ishmael in Moby Dick, because it reflects on how water helps us find ourselves. Imagine Ishmael singing these words: if there's one thing in my life that's missing, it's the time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water. It's kind of a special feeling when you're out on the sea alone, staring at the full moon like a lover. Time for a cool change. I know that it's time for a cool change. Now that my life is so prearranged, I know that it's time for a cool change. Well, I was born in the sign of water, baptism. And it's there that I feel my best. The albatross and the whales, they are my brothers. It's kind of a special feeling when you're out on the sea alone, staring at the full moon like a lover. Here's the upshot. Only when we fall in love with Jesus can we reestablish contact with everyone and everything. Reality becomes more real in Christ. The albatross and the whales and even ourselves. Only then will we no longer be chasing ghosts. Praised be Jesus Christ.